The name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Welcome back to your program, Approaches. And today we are approaching a new approach, how to speak about days. Because, you know, in our Orthodox doctrine, we specify days like Fridays, Sundays. So if you speak to somebody who is a non-believer and it's Friday, you can just say that I'm fasting today. So he will ask you why. And by asking why, now you have a chance to preach the story of salvation by just starting from the day Friday. In our belief that Friday was the sixth day, so God created man Friday, on the sixth day. And on the same day, because of the free will of a man, he made sin. And so corruption entered into our human nature. And on the same day, Christ was crucified on Friday. And on the sixth hour of the sixth day, so he redeemed man. He died for our sin. So we have lots to say about Friday, and that's why we Orthodox love to fast all Fridays, as if we are sharing our Christ, his suffering on the cross. You know, in our prayer we used to say that who in the sixth day and sixth hour was crucified on the cross by your own will, and we are praying this way. You know, if we go to the day of Sunday, we are not fasting on Sunday, but usually we are happy on Sunday. This is our simplest expression of our belief in resurrection, that on Sunday Christ rose from death, and also we all now are invited to share his eternal life by his resurrection. So, you know, in our Orthodox belief, God chose not to rise on Saturday as if he is proclaiming the afterlife, because the seventh day is the last day on this earth. This life on earth is kind of 7 days by 7 days, but the eighth day, which is Sunday, the first day of the new week, which is the eighth day, is the day of resurrection, which means the day of the eternity. So we are always happy on Sunday, as if we are touching our future life in the kingdom of heaven. So simply, if we show that you are happy on Sundays, somebody may come asking you why you are happy on this day. So it's time to express the story of salvation. So in preaching Fridays again, we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews as stumbling block and to the Greeks foolishness. Yes, sometimes people do not accept the idea of God incarnate and died for man, so many people may reject this. But you know, the Holy Spirit revealed this truth, that this story of crucified God will not be accepted by many. Those who are proud, who may accept only the idea of a superior God who never suffer, who never share man, who is not liable to die for anyone, so they cannot accept the truth. So this is our belief, that we speak about fasting on Friday and happy life on Sunday to show them our story of salvation. Actually, we can tell people that we are speaking about a real God who feels man. That's why he came to share our suffering. We are not preaching a higher God who just relaxed in heaven and looking down to people who suffer daily, but he came to share our suffering. He is fully a God-man because he did all this not for himself, but for others. In our story of salvation, Christ did not live single moment on earth for himself. He made it all for our life. So he completed this by dying on the cross. Also, you know, the idea of Friday may open up the problem of pain. If there is a loving God, why he allows for such suffering for his creatures? You know, the simplest answer, we cannot understand all the wisdom beyond all the sufferings, but we are sure that God is still loving man because he came and shared his suffering. So by coming and sharing us all our pains, this perfect proof that he loves man. We do not need a God who forbids pain, but who can help us endure it and face it. As written in the Gospel of St. John, these things I have spoken to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Also, you know, if we speak about Friday, the idea of death and life, the philosophy of death will come into discussion, and we can discuss why there is death, why we cannot live forever, and was that the original plan, and if we as human being love to live forever, don't you think that this was the original plan? And death, as we always say in our liturgy, entered in our life. Death was not the plan. Death was not created with man. But man was created to live forever. But with the free will, man chose to die by doing sin. So, Friday is the day of death. But also it's the day of death of our God for our salvation. So before Christ, it was a dark day. But after Christ, we are just fasting to enjoy sharing our beloved Christ, his suffering on the cross for the salvation of the whole world. Also, you know, it's the day of troubles on Friday. Christ was persecuted, had times of pains in many different ways. So all those who are suffering in sickness, in persecution, in prisons, they can look up to the cross to overcome their pains. Also, in another approach, if we are speaking about the day of Friday, we can speak about love. Because, you know, people can understand that love is not the simple word of to show others just saying good words. But the perfect way to express love is to suffer for the one who you love. This is the perfect proof that your love is real. And this is the way Christ showed his love. He did not speak many words. He did not just give us many things, but he gave us his life on the cross. He suffered a lot for us. So the day of Friday is a good way to approach many meanings in our Christian belief. The meaning of love, the meaning of death and eternal life, the meaning of redemption and salvation, the story of creation and corruption. So we have many things to say when we speak about Friday. When it comes again to Sundays, now we are having a good chance to speak about the afterlife. As we are happy on Sundays, praising God all the time, thinking of our future life in heaven, Sunday means the day after the week, after this life, so as if we are proclaiming, we Christians are the people of the afterlife. We are not the people of this life. We are the people living the kingdom of heaven from nowadays, at least in our hearts, through our personal relationship with Christ. So we have a good approach through Fridays and Sundays. Glory to God. Amen.